Retirement Playbook with Rick and Granger Hughes.
Hold on to your hats, folks. Here he comes.
He spent 25 years as a leader and coach on the basketball court and now is ready to help coach you to achieve your retirement goals.
Looking at the new reality, what's happening today, what's happening in the future compared to the old reality, things have changed.
He is joined each week by his son and business partner, Granger Hughes.
It's very, very important to show a client, here's the possibility of where we could be, here's where we have been, and here's how we get there.
Put the coach on your team, working through the X's and O's of a customized retirement strategy.
That's what Granger and I do again on a day-to-day basis, is try to educate people and let them know what their options are.
Everybody's ready to go. He's ready to go. I'm ready to go. And you're ready to go.
This is the Retirement Playbook with Rick and Granger Hughes.
Good morning and welcome to the Retirement Playbook with the father-son team of Rick and Granger Hughes. My name is Chris Swan, and I want to thank you guys for taking time out of your schedule to join us. Let me go and give you our phone number. It's 423-664-4203. 423-664-4203. Throughout the show, we're going to be talking about a lot of ideas and things to help you in retirement, and you may have more questions about it. And that number again, 423-664-4203, with offices in Cleveland, Chattanooga, Knoxville, Birmingham. Any way you slice it, that number is the same. One more time, 423-664-4203, and online at HughesRetirementGroup.com. We've got a lot that we're going to cover on today's show, but before we get into any of it, Rick, Granger, how you guys doing?
Doing very well, Chris. Thank you.
Glad to hear it. Granger, how about yourself?
Not doing too bad, Chris. My Titans are 2-1. Tiger Woods won last week. The Braves have clinched the playoffs, so pretty excited right here on the sports front.
And one other thing.
Yes.
The good news is there's only 330 days until Tennessee Volunteers kick off their new season in 2019.
And they'll have a perfect record at that
point. They'll be 0-0.
So there you go. So there's always that silver lining right around the corner. We won't talk about collegiate sports for you guys out of courtesy. So, yes, congratulations to the Tiger Woods. Congratulations to the Braves. The Titans doing well, and we'll just end it at that. So I had a conversation with my parents. My parents live about 30 minutes south of Atlanta. They're not too far away, but far enough where they can't just drop by unexpected. It's pretty nice. I had a conversation with my dad this past week. He is of retirement age. He's still working with the church that he's a minister in. He's still an active part of that. But he was asking me questions, and he brought up the subject of annuities and the good and the bad of annuities, and he asked me for my take on it, and I kind of know what I'm talking about when it comes to annuities, but I told him, and I'm throwing you to the wolves here, I said, you know what, just listen to the show this weekend, and I'll have professionals talk about it rather than me try to dance my way around it. So if you don't mind, this is completely self-serving, but I'd like to discuss annuities a little bit, the good and the bad, variable annuities, because in some circles, it's a four-letter word, but if you guys can help kind of dispel some of those myths or maybe shed light on what is true and what isn't.
Well, I think, you know, Chris, annuities can be a good tool for people. Look at an annuity, especially a fixed annuity, a fixed indexed annuity, as being a bond alternative. But a variable annuity, a variable means, again, most people know what that means. It could go up or it can go down. Mm-hmm. The thing that I want to stress in variable annuities, and we have a particular office in Chattanooga that a lot of folks go there when they retire and they do variable annuities, and it seems like that's all they ever offer them are variable annuities. The thing about the variable annuities, it's one of the highest fees or expenses that you pay each year. Most people don't know that going in. The average nationally is 3.4% on that. So let's say you had a $500,000 account, and we'll just use 3% as an example. That's $15,000 a year that you're paying in fees and expenses. So that doesn't mean a variable annuity is bad, but my question is, do the people really know, Granger, how much they're paying in expenses, and do they really know the difference between that accumulation value and the lifetime income value?
Well, I can tell you firsthand from the clients that we've spoken with, no, they don't know. And the reason a lot of times those fees can be high is you have a mixture. You have these internal expense ratios. You have these mutual fund sub-accounts that are going to have their own fees, potential advisor fees, potential rider fees. You know, you talk about lifetime income, Dad. Well, how much are they charging you for that lifetime income? So do we do variable annuities? Yes, we do in certain instances. But that's the thing where we go back to, Chris. I mean, it's not the right vehicle for everybody.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if we go back to, you know, what are you looking for? What are you trying to accomplish out of an annuity? If you're trying to get income for life, if you're trying to supplement your Social Security, if you need just a little bit of income, there's different ways we can go. If you need long-term care support, there's different ways we can go. So annuities can be a good tool, like you said, Dad, a good bond alternative. But what if you needed income for not only you, but you wanted income for your child and not only your child, but you wanted income for your child's child. What kind of vehicles out there could you utilize?
Well, Granger, here's what I would say. First of all, that sounds too good to be true, but it exists, and most people out there have no idea that it does. So a lot of times when you go to get lifetime income, let's say you had your 401k and you roll it over to this particular annuity, okay? So you're getting lifetime income on that, and you may set it up for your spouse if something happens to you and you pass on that your spouse continues to get that, and then it's over with, okay? But there's a new strategy out there now. It's called a multi-generational strategy where, again, that can pass on to your child, that can pass on to your grandchild. So I want you to imagine a moment. Imagine having a grandchild who's 1 year of age, and they are set up for lifetime income. So you talk about legacy gifting. Imagine the parents or grandparents leaving this for their child or grandchild of how much money they can accumulate. So, Chris, so imagine if you were 5 years old, for example, and you found out later on in life that your grandparents left or gifted this to you, that you could draw a lifetime check for the rest of your life. That's amazing. Again, it is tied to an annuity, a fixed indexed annuity. And again, I would say this, the fees are very, very low compared to a variable annuity. One thing I want to offer people out there is if you have a variable annuity and you want it to be analyzed and looked at and see what your fees are and see if there's a better alternative strategy for you, give us a call here at the office. Or if it interests you to potentially draw a lifetime income check but be able to pass that on to your children or grandchildren, give us a call this week. We'll be more than glad to sit down and go over that with you. It is a great vehicle.
On those variable annuities, a lot of times people don't understand you can lose money. You know, I was trying to explain this to a client one time, and he said, you know, my advisor told me that I cannot lose money. I cannot lose money. I said, okay, that's fine. Let's call the company direct and just see if we can lose money. It's okay if you can, but I just want to make sure that we're educated. Like I go back to, Chris, our big thing is education.
Absolutely.
Are we going to be educated? So we call the company. And I asked the guy on the phone, I said, can he lose money in this investment? And he laughed on the phone, literally, and said, yes. He said, that is the nature of a variable annuity. Now, you can come back and say, hey, well, I've got this lifetime income side that I can't lose money on. That may be true. But if you're beating down your accumulation, if you wanted your kid to have some income, well, Dad, we talked about this, the vehicle you just talked about, that's not legacy planning. You may get your income, your spouse may get your income, but if you are gone and that account has not performed well, the beneficiary is not going to get anything. So if you're looking not only to prepare for yourself and your wife, but you also want to leave something behind and you want to make sure that account is still growing, then you might want to look at other alternatives that are out there.
Granger, I think what people get caught up in, though, they hear a financial advisor say, hey, come and see me. I can give you a 6% guarantee or an 8% guarantee. So anytime you hear the word guarantee, you automatically think, boy, that's got to be great. You know, if the market's down, and again, that guarantee is coming in on the lifetime income side in most cases on those variable annuities that are being offered out there. And like you said, that accumulation value, if the markets go down, if we face a correction here in the near future, it can have a negative effect on your accumulation.
And here's the thing, Dad. I go back to this. With us being independent, we have fixed index annuities we offer. We have variable annuities. We offer managed money. So it doesn't make a difference to us. But the important thing is if you want to pay 10% in fees, that's okay. But we just want you to understand that you are. So come in. We'll test it. We'll test your fees. We'll test the variable annuity to see what the risk-reward relationship is. How much risk are you taking on? We can show you on the efficient frontier how much risk you're taking on versus if we moved it to some other vehicle, how much risk you could virtually save and improve your reward. So there's different things you can do out there to educate yourself to find out, are you in the best vehicle for yourself?
So again, if you have a variable annuity or if you are interested in looking at that strategy to pass something on to your children or grandchildren, give us a call this week and we'll be more glad to sit down with you at no cost.
So again, a complimentary annuity x-ray. If you're already in an annuity as part of your retirement plan and you want to kind of take another look at it, have a second set of eyes on it, or just break it down for you and show you exactly what you're paying for in fees. Are you aware of what you're paying for currently with your annuity? Having a second set of eyes on it, again, this complimentary to you, that variable annuity x-ray, 423-664-4203, 423-664-4203. Because that educational approach the Hughes Retirement Group that Rick and Granger take with the show and with their retirement classes that they teach, The New Reality in Retirement, it extends beyond that, which makes sense when you sit down and you speak with them. it becomes more personalized. It extends beyond the general ideas, the general concepts that we talk about during the show, but it breaks down your individual case, whether that be how to achieve the things that you want to achieve in retirement, or just simple as breaking down the fees and so that you know that you're informed what you're paying for and deciding whether or not that is worthwhile to you. So again, that complimentary annuity X-ray, 423-664-4203, also online at HughesRetirementGroup.com. So another thing that people may face when it comes to retirement, another thing that kind of looms as a possibility there is long-term care. Over the last couple of years, we've seen staggering increases in the premiums that we pay for long-term care insurance. As a matter of fact, Morningstar's Christine Benn says a lot of boomers have been priced out of the market altogether.
You have a lot of people who have just said, you know what, I'm going to roll the dice. When we do look at the numbers, about 50% of the population does not have to pay for long-term care costs during their lifetimes. So some people are simply saying, this is a risk that I'm going to have to shoulder rather than to shell out for these premiums.
So what do you guys think? Should we just bite the bullet out there and pay these high premiums, or do we take a chance and not have long-term care insurance?
Well, you know, Chris, I was just having this conversation with a client a couple weeks ago, and obviously we manage their money in the market, and, you know, I was talking about, you know, a little bit of the risk that we could be seeing here in the next couple years if things were to change in Washington, and we started talking about long-term care. She started talking about the premiums and how expensive they can be, and I said, what if there was a way that you could reduce your risk, generate an income stream that is nothing to do with long-term care? And then in the event that you would need long-term care, that income stream that you've generated from your asset is now going to double to pay for that long-term care. And the great thing about that is you don't have to go to a certain facility. You just have to not be able to perform two of the activities of daily living, for instance, feeding or bathing yourself. And you can stay at home because it's your money. So you're getting money from your own asset, and they're doubling that if you need long-term care. Whereas a long-term care policy, if you're sucking it up and you're spending those premiums, you may never need long-term care, and you've wasted all that money potentially if you didn't need it.
Granger, you know, we're always going to advise people probably to look at a long-term care strategy. Now, the long-term care policies themselves, as Christine was just saying there, they have become very expensive. The underwriting is becoming very difficult because it's based on morbidity, meaning if you have joint issues, back issues, knee issues, that sort of thing, you could be denied from getting a plan. So there's lots of other strategies out there, and that's what we teach in our classes, the new reality in retirement, because here's an interesting statistic that the folks out there need to hear. 70% of the people in America that's 65 years of age or older, at some point in time in their life, is going to need some type of long-term care assistance. Now, that could be from home. And Granger, you talk about risk versus reward in people's accounts, and they're trying to grow their accounts as they're working. Question is, do you want to self-pay? Do you want your accounts, if you need long-term care, let's say it's a husband, to deplete those accounts for just long-term care, and then possibly, if you pass on, what's going to be left for your spouse? So long-term care, in our opinion, there are so many other strategies out there. The one you just mentioned, Granger, that we actually helped a client with this past week, is a great vehicle where there's no health questions involved. So if you're interested in hearing more about some different long-term care strategies, give us a call, and we'll be more glad to help.
Because here's the thing, Dad. I think people don't like that use it or lose it mentality. So to be able to use your actual asset, to be able to collect money from your asset and live your life, because we don't want to be sitting there playing that game of, hey, we win financially if we have to use long-term care, because we really didn't win. But if we could take that investment and we could use it, and we could live off of it, and then if we needed long-term care, that's when it comes in. And if we don't ever have to worry about it.
So if you want to talk with the Hughes Retirement Group about these other strategies, alternative to just plain long-term care insurance, pick up the phone, call 423-664-4203, 423-664-4203. We want to wish a happy 75th birthday to Steve Miller, who recalled writing that song, The Joker, while at a party in San Francisco. Miller said, I sat on the hood of a car under the stars with an acoustic guitar making up lyrics, and I'm a joker, I'm a smoker, I'm a midnight toker came out. I'm sure he was just sitting on the car with his guitar and there was nothing else involved there at all. Again, you're listening to The Retirement Playbook. 423-664-4203 is the number. House Republicans are pushing for some changes in the laws regulating retirement savings plans. Representative Kevin Brady tells CNBC one idea is to raise the age limit for contributing to a traditional IRA.
We think workers ought to be able to continue to save past 70 and a half. We're starting a small change so that if you have a savings plan, You don't have to take it out at 70 and a half. Mm-hmm. You can start to continue to save throughout your lifetime.
Now, how would that benefit those of us who are saving for retirement?
Well, the first thing I would say, Chris, is we always close the show. Remember, if you don't have a plan for your money, the government does. So the government, again, can do things that can obviously benefit you, or they can do things that potentially can hurt you. So after 70 and a half, if you could continue contributing, then that is a positive thing for you. So that's something that would be a good thing that the Republicans possibly would put in.
It would be good. And, you know, you have to sit there and think all these things that they want to do to change as life expectancy increases, that a lot of them are for the worse. They need to start doing some things that, hey, if you're going to live to be 100 years old, then maybe you should be able to have contributions to 75 or 80 because you still have a good life to live. But, you know, if I look at this other proposal that they've got with RMDs in mind. So if you look at RMDs right now, you can essentially stretch that RMD out if you inherit it over a period of years. They want to move that down to where you have to distribute that within 5 years, which could create a pretty good tax burden for whoever receives that IRA. That's why it makes it more and more important if you're out there right now and you believe that taxes are on discount, if you start moving that to a Roth conversion and you've already paid taxes, not only are you helping yourself, but you're helping your legacy, and you're not leaving huge tax bills to whoever your heirs may be.
And Granger, we know that our politicians know who has the money in this country.
Mm-hmm.
If you're a baby boomer, and obviously the people before the baby boomers, those accounts are very, very large. And we always say with a stroke of a pen, politicians can change the rules and all of a sudden come and get your money if they want to raise the percentage, whatever. So hopefully they do some positive things. But I think with all the entitlement programs that we have, trust me, I believe it will be to benefit government, not necessarily us.
And these are things, again, that aren't necessarily, they're in the pipelines as potential changes coming down the line, but they're not there yet. We're not there yet. All the more reason for you to have a stable retirement plan now. Whether it works for you or against you, having that retirement plan is a living, breathing thing that can change along with you with whatever may come, with tax plans going into effect, tax codes right now set to expire in 2020. Having a retirement plan that will adjust and move accordingly to that, and the Hughes Retirement Group can help you set up that plan. It all starts with the customized retirement playbook. 423-664-4203 is the number. 423-664-4203. Now, although our retirement accounts have done well in the current bull market, a lot of analysts are warning that a correction, it's inevitable, but Jonathan Corpina of Meridian Equity Partners tells USA Today he's honestly not overly concerned.
Trees don't always grow to the sky, and at some point you're going to have some sort of pullback from this market. But let's kind of put everything into perspective. If the market goes up 10% and then pulls back 2%, you'd still be very happy with 8%. So we will have some sort of pullback. I don't think we're going to have a quote-unquote correction.
So is he right? Do we not need to worry about the possibility of a correction?
Well, you know, Chris, I'm not going to say we don't need to worry about the possibility of a correction. I mean, if we look at the indicators out there right now, you know, relative strength or the Golden Cross, Death Cross, moving average, convergence, divergence, those indicators that we look at on a daily basis still look good, even projected out for the next few months. Obviously, there could be outliers that could change that. You know, I think that it's important to position yourself and not take on unnecessary risk. If you're holding 100% U.S. equities out there, I'd be a little bit nervous depending on which age you are. I think it would be important to make sure that you're managing or mitigating some of that potential risk. But it's kind of like I've said, and I even say this in our courses, you know, President Trump took over at about 18,000 at the Dow. Like, you use that as a benchmark. We're at almost 27,000 right now. So even if we had some kind of pullback or some what we would call a mean reversion, so you know, if we just reverted back to what our average returns are, you're going to see, you know, obviously some losses there. So it doesn't necessarily mean that there's an overcorrection or that we're having a recession of any kind. It just means that we're simply reverting back to where we started from. So right now, this is a great bull run, and this is a great opportunity right now. And I'm speaking to people who are at that retirement age or nearing it. You can take your gains and lock a portion of those in. You're at that blackjack table, and you've won, and you've won, and you've won, and you've won. It's so tempting to just sit there and keep playing and keep playing. But if you take a portion of that and you set it aside and say, hey, we made this, we won this on a hand of blackjack, and you walk away, you'll feel a lot better about yourself.
So, Granger, something like this. Maybe somebody had $500,000 and it's grown now to $750,000. You're saying maybe take the $250,000, what they've gained, and put it in something like a bond alternative And you're not going to lose that 250 if you do have a correction. And it would still affect that 500,000, but that 250 you've banked.
Absolutely. I just had a client do that not too long ago. They had done really, really well with some mutual funds over the past couple of years. And they said, hey, I don't want to sit here and watch this thing go down 15% or even revert 10% and see those losses come. I want to take it right now and I want to bank it and I want to know that I'm not going to lose it again. And that's what they did. And they feel pretty good about it because moving forward, even though they know that there probably is going to be some up days and they hope there's going to be some up days, but they're not completely 100% invested in the markets.
And, you know, I heard the Federal Reserve say the other day they're looking at raising interest rates one more time this year and possibly only twice in 2019. Now, that's not a definite. Obviously, if they continue raising the interest rates, that can have a negative effect on the market and people could sell off and we could see a correction. So I know they don't want to see the economy go south in that. But one guarantee that I always give, Chris, is this. We can't give a guarantee of how the market's going to do today or tomorrow, but you can guarantee the market goes up, the market goes sideways, and the market goes down. Now, right now, we've been going up for a long time. Mm-hmm. It's the longest in U.S. history. And at some point in time, it's going to go down. I wish we knew when. But as Granger said, if I were you out there and you've got some good gains, bank those, put them in a bond alternative. We can help you with that. And so you know, again, you're not going to lose those gains.
Rick and Granger aren't fortune tellers. They can't tell you exactly when the market is going to correct itself. But we're talking about your retirement in the 20, 30, perhaps even longer years in retirement. At some point, it's a pretty safe assessment that there will be a market correction during your retirement. And how will that market correction affect your retirement? Again, you guys use the blackjack table, the Vegas analogy there. Again, I want to remind people, it's kind of like your working world is a football game, and you're now in the third quarter, in the fourth quarter, and you've amassed a pretty good lead. At this point, do you keep your starters in there and run the risk of injury, run the risk of something unforeseen happening and derailing the rest of the game or the rest of your season? You kind of want to pull back a little conservatively, pull some of your starters off the field, perhaps switch it to some bond alternatives to help you out and basically get into that victory formation. And the Hughes Retirement Group can help you out with that. 423-664-4203. 423-664-4203. Also online at HughesRetirementGroup.com. Again, I want to remind you guys at the beginning of the show, we talked a little bit about annuities. If you have an annuity and you want just a second set of eyes on that, a complimentary annuity x-ray the Hughes Retirement Group is offering for you, just kind of showing you what you have, what you're paying for in fees in that annuity, and then breaking it down and maybe showing you some alternatives that may be beneficial to you or better for you at this point. Again, 423-664-4203. This has been the Retirement Playbook with Rick and Granger Hughes. My name is Chris Swan. As always, thank you guys so much for taking time out of your schedule to join us. And before we go, Rick, Granger, I want to give you the final word.
Chris, I know you just said this again, but if you're a listener out there and you have a VA, a variable annuity, let us take a look at that and determine how much fees you possibly are paying. As I indicated, the national average is 3.4. And as we always close this show, remember, if you don't have a plan for your money, the government does.
You've been listening to the Retirement Playbook with Rick and Granger Hughes. Tune in again next week at this same time for more information on building a customized retirement strategy. You can contact Hughes Retirement Group at 423-664-4203 or online at HughesRetirementGroup.com.
The information covered today is designed to provide general information on the subjects covered. It is not, however, intended to provide specific legal or tax advice. It cannot be used to avoid tax penalties or to promote, market, or recommend any tax plan or arrangement. You are encouraged to consult your tax attorney or advisor. By contacting us, you may be provided with information regarding the purchase of insurance products, including annuities. Guarantees are backed by the financial strength and claims paying ability of the issuing insurer. Riders may be available at an additional cost. Product and features may vary from state to state. For full details on how life insurance works, including fees, expenses, and costs, contact our office at 423-664-4203.
Rick and Granger Hughes are investment advisor representatives of Retirement Wealth Advisors, an SEC-registered investment advisor. Exposure to ideas and financial vehicles discussed should not be considered investment advice or recommendation to buy or sell any financial vehicle. This information should not be considered tax or legal advice. Individuals should consult with professionals specializing in the fields of tax, legal, accounting, or investments regarding the applicability of this information for their situation. Past performance is not a guarantee of future results. Investments can fluctuate, and when redeemed, may be worth more or less than when originally invested. Licensed in Tennessee, numbers 927054 and 998505. Annuity guarantees rely on the financial strength and claims-paying ability of the issuing insurer. Dixon Insurance and annuity product guarantees are subject to the claims-paying ability of the issuing company and are not offered by Retirement Wealth Advisors.